about ways of heating or cooling your house? What would you call the equipment that you use for that?
Air conditioner, central air heating, furnace, boiler.
Have you ever seen people using in their houses a kind of gas heater that's a separate thing, you know?
Out from the wall?
Yeah. Right.
Steam heater.
Steam heater. Have you ever heard of a space heater?
Yes.
Is that what I described?
Right.
Yes. Okay. And you would call that a
space heater.
Okay. What about, what would you call the things that the air in the house would circulate through if you had central air?
Air duct.
Air duct. Okay. And you mentioned shotgun house when we started. Could you describe a shotgun house to me?
Wood frame, run down house, you know.
Okay. So you might not necessarily mean a house, let's say, that's got three rooms in it, lined up in a row, so that if you opened all the doors, you could see right through the middle of the house.
Well, that's what most of them are built.
Yeah.
But, just so many.
So that would be a shotgun.
Right, you shoot a shotgun through it, you know, and not just.
Okay. What about a house that's really has two big divisions, maybe two big rooms, and really just an open space between them? Might be covered, but you could just walk there and like be out in the porch in the middle of the house. Have you ever seen one designed like that?
Foyer, patio, into a garden.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a dog trot design? A dog trot house? Okay. Well, do you have any names for distinctive designs of houses in general?
Like a two-door, you know, English type. Brick, one story, two story, three story.
Anything like a very ornate design, especially here in the south with the big columns?
In the front, you got the columns, but you don't refer to it as a column house or anything like that.
We'd call it, say, Annabellum design.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of different, like, Annabellum, Spanish type, things like that.
What about ranch style split level, those giant things?
Both.
You've heard of
ranch style and split level.
Okay. Have a design in which you have a long entry hall that meets at right angles with a big single room?
No.
Like Hall and Parlor design or Flying L?
No.
Is that familiar? Okay. Alright. We were talking about apartment buildings. Do you have any other names at all for a building in which a lot of families would live?
Like apartment complex, townhouse.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word row house?
Yes. That would be more like in a shotgun district, you know, rent houses.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, lined up, next to each other.
And you call it?
Row house.
Row house. Is there any space between the houses?
No.
No space at all. They all jam together. Okay. And I think you mentioned condominium.
Right.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Condominium or townhouse.
Mm-hmm. You ever just shorten it to condo?
No.
Talking about apartment buildings, are you familiar with the word tenement?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Like a